Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Hello and welcome to Learn English Vocabulary. My name is Jack and I'm making this podcast for you to learn or revise English vocabulary. You can find a transcript of this podcast on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. There's a page for this podcast with the transcript, an activity and a task for you to complete in the comments section. Today I'm looking at the advanced language from another scene from a film. The scene I'm going to look at today is from the film The Shawshank Redemption, which is a film set in a prison and follows the experiences of two inmates, Andy, a banker who was falsely convicted of the murder of his wife, and Red, who did kill his wife. The film is the highest rated film on IMDb.com, beating The Godfather, The Godfather Part 2, and, well, every other film. So I think it's a good film to look at and an excellent film to watch again if you're an advanced learner. I'm going to play some short excerpts from the film, and then I'll explain the interesting or important vocabulary. In the first clip, I want you to listen out for the word marbles.
Do you think you'll ever get out of here?
Me?
Yeah. One day, when I got a long white beard and two or three marbles rolling around upstairs, they let me out.
Your marbles are your mental health and ability to think and remember things. The most common use of this expression is to lose your marbles. He's lost his marbles. This is not a kind way to describe someone who is suffering from mental problems. Red said that he'd be let out when he had two or three marbles rolling around upstairs. This means when he's old and is losing his ability to think, but has not lost it completely. In the next clip, Andy is talking about moving to a place in Mexico on the Pacific Ocean. Listen for the phrases open up, fix it up, and charter fishing.
That's where I want to live the rest of my life. A warm place with no memory. Open up a little hotel right on the beach. Buy some worthless old boat and fix it up new. Take my guests out. Charter fishing.
Andy wants to open up a little hotel. This just means to start a new hotel and is very similar in meaning to open, but it's used more often to mean create or start a new venture or business. To fix means to repair, that is, to take something that is broken and make it work again. To fix something up means to take something old and broken and not only make it work, but make it nice and like new, or nice at least. Sometimes you'll hear people describe houses as fixer-uppers. That is, places that are run down and need repairs and decorating. Fixer-uppers are usually cheap, so if you can fix them up without spending much money, you can get a bargain. To charter something means to rent something. This is most commonly used to talk about flights. Sometimes, when people go on holiday, the holiday company rents the plane for their own holiday, and other times, people go on scheduled flights, which are operated by airlines. You can also charter a boat, and if you go charter fishing, it means you're renting a boat to go fishing. A charter fishing company is a company that owns a boat and takes people out on the sea to go fishing. In the next clip, I want you to listen for the phrases make it, institutional man, and underestimate.
In a place like that, I could use a man that knows how to get things.
I don't think I could make it on the outside, Andy. I've been in here most of my life. I'm an institutional man now. It's like Brooks was.
Well, you underestimate yourself.
I don't think so.
To make it means to survive or overcome an obstacle. It's usually used in the negative and in questions. In hospital dramas on TV, people say things like, "The gunshot victim didn't make it," which means he died.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said. Done.
Red says that he doesn't think he could make it on the outside, which means survive and be successful outside of prison. If you use make it and a place, it means arrive at the place. What time did you make it home last night? Oh, I was stuck in traffic, so I didn't make it home till 9. Red says, I'm an institutional man. This is not a phrase that's used outside the film, really. You could say that a person has become institutionalized, which means they can't survive outside of an institution, meaning a prison or possibly a mental hospital. Red thinks that he's been institutionalized when he describes himself as an institutional man. As I say, this is not very important vocabulary out of the film, but it's very important in the story. To estimate something means to guess how big or long or difficult something is. It's not quite the same as guess. It implies that you have some experience, and so your estimate should be better than anybody's guess. To underestimate means to not recognize or see the real value or cost or difficulty of something. You could use it to talk about a project at work. You might say, "It's important that we don't underestimate the cost of this project." It's often used in competitive sport. The young boxer underestimated the strength of his opponent. Andy tells Red that he underestimates himself. That means that Andy thinks Red would do better than Red thinks himself. It's a nice compliment. Don't underestimate yourself. You're better than you think you are. There's just one phrase I want you to listen out for in the next clip. And then some.
I didn't shoot my wife and I didn't shoot her lover. Whatever mistakes I made, I paid for them and then some. That hotel, that boat, I don't think that's too much to ask.
And then some is an informal way of saying and even more. I think it's most often used to tell people that you think their estimate of something is too low. I think it will cost £400 to replace the window, and then some. In the final clip from this scene are the two most important phrases. This is really what the film is all about, so listen carefully. The phrases are pipe dreams and get busy.
I don't think you ought to be doing this to yourself, Andy. This is just shitty pipe dreams. I mean, Mexico is way the hell down there, and you're in here, and that's the way it is.
Yeah, right. That's the way it is. It's down there, and I'm in here. I guess it comes down to a simple choice, really. Get busy living. Get busy dying.
Red suggests Andy's plan to move to Mexico is a pipe dream. This means it's a plan that is really unlikely. The phrase pipe dream comes from the 1800s and refers to the dreams that people would have when smoking the drug opium. The phrase is still quite commonly used, but only as a metaphor. I don't think smoking opium is that common these days. The last line from the scene is one of the most famous quotes from the film. Andy says it comes down to a choice. Get busy living or get busy dying. To get busy is an unusual phrase that means to start work or start the jobs that you need to do to complete something. So, in the context of the quote, Andy means that you need to have a plan to work towards, that you need a goal. If you don't get busy living, then you're just working towards your own death. To Red, the pipe dream of a hotel in Mexico was dangerous because it wasn't possible and the fantasy would drive Andy mad. However, for Andy, to give up on the fantasy would mean accepting defeat, and that would be death for Andy. Okay. So there you have some advanced vocabulary from one of the most famous scenes from one of the most popular films of all time. I hope you've found it useful. Please do look up the speech on YouTube to listen to the whole thing. I'm going to embed the clip on Learn English Vocabulary and I'll include the whole transcript so you can read along at the same time. If you have enjoyed this podcast, please leave me a comment or a review and don't forget that you can read the transcript for this podcast and complete some language activities on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. Thanks for listening.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.